Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby, it's time to thrive.
Welcome back, you guys, to the Time to Thrive podcast. Jared and Jordan here today, which is fun. I feel like we haven't done a...
Yeah, it's been a nice little like switch up where we've had some guests to the podcast, and we're going to have a lot more guests in the future. So if there is people that you guys want to hear from, like, let us know and we can go and reach out to them and have a conversation. But I always love sitting down and having a conversation with Jordan and like being able to really like create that positive atmosphere and like give you something of value to take away in your day while you're listening in the car or on your podcast time when you take your podcast.
So today we're going to be diving into a little bit more of like a coaching call. I know a lot of you that listen have your own businesses or entrepreneurial. Maybe you're in the network marketing space. Maybe you're in other spaces. And today we're going to be talking about really building. I don't love the word residual, but that was kind of the first word that came to mind. But just a business that is ever growing.
And it flows with you. And like a business that you can have that carries on with the different stages of your life. But like, how to really get into alignment with it more so. So building an aligning business.
Yeah, like an aligned business where you're having customers reorder or your services reordered or whatever that looks like for you. Because I think at the end of the day, that's what everyone's goal is, right? You don't want to be always having to find new customers over and over and over and over again. That's super huge. So the first thing that we'll talk about is aligning yourself or creating a company or business that allows for this. Okay. There's a lot of, you know, service-based industries or product-based industries that aren't consumable, that aren't familiar products, that aren't easy to share or network with, and really making sure that what you are doing kind of checks off all those boxes is going to make your life a lot easier.
100%. And it's like, think about anything that you're doing or using, because I'm sure that there are things in your house and products that you love that are not consumable and not reusable. Let's just look at, say, a Louis Vuitton bag. You buy a bag, that's it. One-time purchase, bada bing, bada boom. You have, say, a cleaner. Well, they come maybe once a month. Or once a year. Doesn't really matter. We don't have a cleaner. So I don't really know the exact reorder rate of a cleaner.
Yet. We need one.
it's very true. But at the end of the day, they have a residual business in terms of what you're using and what you're kind of stockpiling at the end of the day. Products, information, services. Where is it that these purchases are coming through and being able to either be reordered or reused on a quicker timeline?
Yeah. And it all comes down to value. Like, is the value a one-time thing? So like going and purchasing, I'll just use the Louis Vuitton bag. That is a one-time piece of value, right? You're really not, most people aren't going and buying a Louis Vuitton bag
every month,
right? But a cleaner, you are getting value out of that every 2 weeks or every month or every 2 months. Purchasing consumable nutrition products, you are getting value out of those every single day. So you are going to have to restock on those every single day. So really kind of narrowing down and being like, okay, is what I'm aligning myself with? You might be looking at a couple of different opportunities right now. You might be already in an opportunity and being like, okay, how can I really create this consumable, familiar, easy to share in network product that I can literally network and market by being me? I think that is a huge thing that when you look, you know, when you think of being quote unquote busy or whatnot, like how can you literally network your product or your service by just being you?
And when you look at an online opportunity, no matter what it is, because there's so many out there, like you need to be able to, like you said, align with yourself and really be able to be like, okay, like, is this something that I truly see myself using? It's very, very hard to build a business around something that you don't believe in. Mm-hmm. And it's also very, very hard to build a business when you don't use the product.
And this is why I think there's a huge shift going away from like celebrity influencer, celebrity marketing, even 100%. Like commercials and all this kind of stuff to, I want to say like influencer marketing, but even like micro influencer, yeah. Like you are a person of influence, whether you have zero followers or whether you have 200 or 2000 or 20,000 or whatever followers, like people want recommendations from real people now more than ever before. So
but I want really you to think of this too. That. It's like, if somebody puts out an ad that has like 7 million followers, well, they're getting paid to post that ad. But if your next door neighbor came up to you and was like, saw you on the street and said, hey, Jared and Jordan, like, I just went to this restaurant. It was freaking amazing. And like, I cannot wait to go back. Like, you guys should really go and check it out. Well, I can guarantee you that we are going to check it out. But if an influencer said it on some sort of television show, I'm very, very less likely to go.
Well, and I think there's just more transparency with, like, 100%. You know that they're getting a pay cut. Yeah. Like, you know that they're literally getting paid a big dollar amount to share this product. Yep. You're not seeing them use it day in and day out. And that really goes into the next point of number two, sharing your wellness journey and building trust attracts like-minded clients. So for us, we are in a health and wellness business. So us sharing our journey, us sharing our workouts, us sharing when we go for a walk, when we listen to a podcast, when we do some self-care, when I do a face mask, when I make my greens drink in the morning, when I pour up my protein shake, when I make protein balls, like all of this is literally backing up my business, sharing credibility. And honestly, it's all stuff that I probably would be doing regardless.
You would be, and you'd be following along. But like, if you're not sharing your aspects of the products or of the business or of your workouts or of everything that's in the health and wellness space, how can someone come to you be like, hey, I want to get healthier, or I want to get more mindful, or I want to use different aspects of my life to become an overall healthy human, if you're just posting, doing nothing all day and not treating yourself well? So if you're not a product of the product and you're not actually there saying, hey, I'm here to be the healthiest person and version of myself, why would anyone trust you?
Yeah. And if you're not showing up, like a lot of our team, you know, we'll coach them on things like, you know, oh, I'm not gaining traction from my socials, or, you know, I'm not attracting the right clients or whatever. And it's like, okay, well, are you showing up as your dream client? Are you showing up? And not that we have to be perfect all the time, but honestly, and I would say our dream client also has fun, also has a glass of wine on the weekend, also totally. Is like, you know, living their life, but is doing so in a balanced state where they don't need to go to extremes. Cause quite frankly, I've been there. It sucks. But you don't, if you're always showing up on your stories or on your whatever platform and complaining about being tired, complaining about being lethargic, eating fast food all the time and whatever, like once in a while is fine. We're human. But if that's the personal brand that you're creating, I want you to do a self audit. Go listen to our self audit podcast. It's awesome. You need to shift things up because you are your clients and your future team, your organization. You are their reminder and educator. You're their reminder to go pour up their greens in the morning. You're their reminder to go get a workout in. You're their reminder and their inspiration to go for a lunchtime walk instead of sitting in their office. You're also their educator on how, you know, they can bring their products on vacation, how they can fit them into a busy lifestyle, what they can do, you know, and diversify the use of their products. Like you are literally showing them how to be a client, how to use their products, but also if there's a business opportunity attached to your business, how to work that business.
Yeah. And like, we do a very, very good job of like bringing our products everywhere that we go. Because they're a part of us and they're a part of our journey and they're a part of like how we can show other people that allowing yourself to use healthy products and healthy alternatives doesn't have to be this massive shift in your life. It's a very simple aspect of putting them into your suitcase, bringing them onto the beach, showing other people what you're doing with them. Like it's not a hard topic to understand there.
But then you're just showing, again, you're showing that diversity, you're showing that kind of relationship that you have with your product. And the average consumer, I think the stat, I don't, like, don't quote me on this, I think they need to see a product like 12 times before they purchase it.
Yeah, it's about that.
So if you think that you're just going to get, let's say you are like brand new to sharing on socials, okay? You've never used your Instagram for anything other than like pictures of your dog. And now you're going to start a business, which is amazing. Congratulations if you've recently done that. And you're going to start sharing your journey with a product. Like the best way, I always say, stories sell, facts tell. You don't need to be an expert. You need to take people along the story of you as a genuine customer, a journey of you trying out new products, what it's changing. Share with them how it's helping your energy, how it's helping your digestion or your mood or whatever it is, your body composition. If you're going down a health journey, like you need to take people along and you need to really involve them in that process, but also stay consistent with it. Because if I'm buying from something from someone on socials, I ain't buying it on the first time.
100%. And when it comes to a product or whether it comes to a business, like we need to be able to walk people through the steps of how to use products, but also the steps of what you're doing to move your business forward on a daily basis. If people aren't seeing you work your business, if people aren't seeing how you move through your day to day to grow a business, then they're not really going to understand any aspect of how they could implement that into their life. Mm-hmm. But if your goal is to actually grow a large scale business, and for us, like we have a quite a large team, they need to understand the day-to-day tasks and the day-to-day things on how we show up and what we do, or else realistically, they're going to think that, oh, well, we don't really need to do much. It's just things are just going to grow. Things are just going to happen. It's like, no, there's a lot of work that goes into building a business. So understand that with work comes the reward of it, but you need to be able to be that transparent person of showing people your day-to-day, whether it's a product or whether it's a business.
And I actually had a conversation with a new teammate of ours actually last night at the time of recording. And one of her hesitations was, you know, that she didn't want people to see this like glamour and whatever in her life that like they didn't have. And I was like, okay, well then walk them through and literally make sure that you're showing you doing the work and break down what that looks like, how you're working your business. Are you on coaching calls? Do you have access to team resources? Are you sitting down for a power at the coffee shop and like working and growing this organization that you can be really proud of that eventually may give you that time freedom or that extra financial flexibility or whatever it looks like, right? So bringing people along and always remembering, like, again, you are teaching your future consultants and your current team on how to show up, on what to do by you leading the way, right? So I always like to think of, if you can put your head on the pillow at night and think like, okay, I'd be proud of myself if I was like my own upline, right? If you could literally look back and just give yourself that little check mark of like, yep, I did what I ask of, you know, what I kind of love of my team, or whatever.
Yeah, what I preach to my team and like being like, hey, like if I'm gonna do this, then if I'm gonna tell you to do something, like I need to make sure that I'm showing up and doing it almost 10 times more.
Yeah. Yeah, I always say, you know, you can talk the talk, but are you walking the walk?
Yeah.
Right?
But that kind of brings us into like, are you a real human? And sit with that question for a second. Why should somebody purchase from you? Just because you start a business doesn't mean that anyone needs to purchase from you. And at the end of the day, when you start a business, you almost need to explain more reasons as to why people need to purchase from you over the 7,000 alternatives that they actually have. Because if you're not going to become a real person and find out the differences of what differentiates you from going to a store, where it is that you have that difference in value or in that difference in education or knowledge or realistically just understanding and like being a real person with someone.
Even just caring where they're struggling and having the resources to kind of figure that out. You know, there isn't a huge aspect of like no trust.
Exactly.
Look at the influencers or people that you follow, or the stories that you always watch, right? Whether it be a celebrity or just a mom influencer. I remember following some YouTuber
guy who kept like pumping out these ads. And I'm like, man, every week is a different ad. Why would I buy anything from you when I have zero? I know you, I like you, but I have zero trust in you.
Yeah.
Because I know that you aren't actually using these, you're just trying to make a buck.
Yeah, making a quick buck. But with that being said, I'm going to be fully transparent. Like you guys, you do not need to show your entire life.
No.
If there's aspects of your life that you're like, hey, you know what? I'd just love to keep this private. Then keep it private. But maybe write a list or like think of a few areas that you can get a bit vulnerable with, whether it be your story. Like I am very open about the fact that I dealt with an eating disorder before. I had bulimia for 2.5 years. I had hormone struggles. My hormones were absolutely trash. Like that to me, I'm like, whatever. People can know about that. I don't care. There's aspects of Jared and my relationship that we don't talk about on socials. We let a lot of people into our life, and that's fine because there's certain boundaries. People think they know a lot about our life. They don't see a lot of what goes on, but they see enough to know who we are. When we get in person with people, they're like, oh my gosh, you guys are literally who you are online.
Like, what's the percentage of an iceberg that's above water?
Isn't it like 25%?
Yeah. And it's like, realistically, like, yes, we show a lot of our life, but there's a lot of things that like are our own personal things that we aren't like an iceberg. I think we'd be like a flipped iceberg.
Yeah. We'd be like a flipped.
Because it's true. I mean, like yeah. We show a lot of our life but we are who we are and we are the people that we show up as online.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, when people see us in person, like we are those happy-go-lucky, fun health and wellness people. Like, do I love my health and wellness? Yeah. But do I love a shot of tequila on vacation?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So be yourself. You don't need to be a complete open book, but you need to be a human. And like we said before, like there's a reason why celebrity influencing and marketing and whatever is kind of a thing of the past. Now it's real humans. You want to know that mom who's like showing up in chaos because why? It's relatable. I can't relate to a celebrity.
No.
So why would I really have a like, no trust for them? If you are starting in this business, you might be looking at us and saying like, oh my gosh, but you have a podcast and you have a big organization and all these things. Like these things are great, but they actually make us, yes, we're connecting more with you guys, but in some ways it almost can be more unrelatable.
Yeah. Because realistically, like I want to look back, like we started in an 800 square foot apartment where our desk to work at was either number one, the floor, but Jordan loves the floor. I can't sit on the floor.
I always sit on the floor.
So where we were working was our little spare room that was our guest room, our Peloton room, our office, and our secondary laundry hamper.
Yeah.
And that's where 90% of the work got done. And now it's like, sure, did we move and do we have a podcast and do we have like a big business? Yes. But there was a starting point.
And we also started messy. Like very we messy. Didn't have a beautiful podcast studio. We don't have gorgeous video recording. You know, we use GarageBand. We don't edit our podcast. Like we throw up the raw stuff. So like, don't think that you have to have a perfect setup, a perfect life, a perfect scenario to just jump in, because honestly, it makes you more relatable. And how this ties into building a residual business, you guys, is that your clients and your team recognize those things. We have clients that have been with us for 4 years. We just had our 4-year anniversary with our online business, and they see that and they recognize that. And we also still have people that reach out and say, hey, I've been following you for 4 years. I'm finally ready to take, you know, control of my health. I'm finally ready to, you know, earn some additional income. That consistency matters. They've been with us. They've literally seen us get married. They've seen our relationship blossom. They've seen our business grow. They've seen how we've shown up. They've seen the late nights. They've seen the highs, the lows, everything in between. And that's just going to grow the more that you continue. But they've also seen us have fun. They've seen us travel. They've seen us literally pour up our same drink every single morning. They've seen us do our workouts, go for walks, all of that. This year, we both went through huge health changes, right?
And like, I don't know if you said it already, but like, I just want to restate it because it's massive. And it's like, you don't need to be an influencer to have influence.
Yes.
And it's so vital to understand that like, you don't need to be an influencer to have influence. Because every single person has influence in some way, shape, and form.
And that influence can either be positive or negative. We've all been to a lunch, or we've gotten together with friends, or we've been to a party or whatever, where we leave and we're like, ooh, like that was icky energy. Like, yeah. I don't feel good after that. Well, that's influence too.
Yep.
So how do you want to influence people? Do you want to influence people by being more positive, having, you know, healthier habits, like encouraging people, dreaming big with people, going after your goals? Or do you want to influence people by being like, ah, yeah, that's not for me. Okay, no, that's if they can do it, but I can't. Oh, I'm just going to sit here in my pity and my negativity. Like, you're also influencing people. You're leaving a mark on people anytime that you associate with them. So think about that. What do you want your influence to be? And lastly, just because this is important in a residual business, you guys, it is literally your job to follow up with your market.
Yep.
Whatever job it may be.
People, I don't think people realize that, following up is the biggest thing that you will do. There is a reason why when you go on to a website and you have a cart and you are like, oh, I'm going to go and buy this cart. And then you're like, nah, no, probably shouldn't do that today. And then you get 48 emails being like, hey, you forgot something in your cart.
Here's a 10% off code if you want to put it through your cart.
You forgot something in your cart.
You might also like this. I saw this was in your cart.
Exactly.
There's so many reminders from all of these different companies, whether it's a clothing store or a skincare store or whatever. They are following up. They're checking in with you.
Yep.
So normalize that for yourself. Make it a normal thing that you're doing and realize that everyone's doing it.
And it makes it super simple by following kind of just a little bit of a guideline where you ask people how they're doing with their product or service. You figure out ways for them to use it in different ways so that you can then show them how to use it more. You ensure that they aren't missing out on anything throughout their journey of start to finish. And then you just normalize to yourself that they are your client and they have put their trust in you to provide them a service. Mm-hmm. And if it is for them to build a business or if it is for them to use products to get healthier, they put their trust in you over everybody else. And at the end of the day, you cannot take that lightly.
Yeah. So have fun with it and, show diversity. If you are selling a, bottle of wine, okay, you could drink it. You could make mulled wine with it. You could use it in recipes. You could do all these sorts of things. So increase consumability, share about the familiar things, be a real human, and normalize the follow-up. So we hope that that helped you guys. We want you to all have amazing, successful businesses. If you have any questions at all, please reach out to us on Instagram. We are very much so humans and will not bite your head off. And we just can't wait to jam with you guys next week.
See you soon.
Cheers. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.